A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, March the 29th, 2018. Welcome to the women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mplanganyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at some of the achievements made by women during this month of March, known as Women's Month, celebrated worldwide and in Zimbabwe. What are your views on the issues?
And to join our discussion, you can call us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And a Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But ladies, as you know out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina chemadzimai musakanganwe.
Linga kohla ngolesine yiko lapho esihluza khona ezabo mama sithi asihluzeni bo mama. We are also on the internet. You can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com loba ku www.voashona.com loba njalo ku www.voandebele.com.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming, so you can join in the conversation right now by going and logging into your Facebook at voashona, voandebele and voa studio 7, so you can join in the conversation.
Mtangwa, Senator Wenyu, Minister Wenyu, we province yeManicaland, ndiri zvakare mukuru wemadzimai ari mudare reparamende ratinoti Zimbabwe Women Parliamentary Caucus. Muri kutaura neni, ndiri kubva kuUnited Nations kuno kuNew York. Gore rino atakanangana netimu inotiyo tinofanirwa kusimudzira vanogara kumaruwa, vana mai nevanasikana vedu vanogara kumaruwa, nokuti nyaya yetinenge tirwisa inyaya yekuti hapana anofanirwa kusara kumashure. Dzimwe nguva kana tichitaura nenyaya yekubudirira kumadzimai, tinenge tatarisisa chete madzimai evangadaro vari mumadhorobha, asi iye zvino taakutaura takanangana nekutarisa kuti ko chinonyanyonetsa madzimai nevanasikana vari kumaruwa chingavechi, zvingagadziriswe sei. Zvakawandisa zvatadzidza, takauya takawanda madzimai takamirirawo nyika yedu. Ndinofara kuti nditaurire mhuri yeZimbabwe kuti aiwa, mureza weZimbabwe takausimudzira. Hapana akauya kuUN gore rino asingazivuwo zviri kuitika kunyika kwedu. Takaita yavanoti side events, tichiratidzira basa guru retinoita semamembers of parliament. Rinoitwa nafirst lady wedu Mai Mnangagwa, vakauya vakatijoin nawo vachiratidzira basa ravakanga vaita, kunyanya vachifambira kumaruwa kwavaiona kuti madzimai vagoonekwa kunzi vaya vane zvirwere zvatinoti cervical cancer vakurumidza kutariswa varapwa, so that madzimai edu vanoramba vari healthy.
Manhero akanaka. Ini ndinoitwa Paulina Mpariwa, ndiri member of parliament yeMfakose constituency kuZimbabwe. Kunoku kunenge kuchitaurwa nenyika dzese, mudzimai wese ane chekuita nekumiririra vanhu mudare reparamende, mungava mucivil society, mungava mudzichechi, vanhu vese vazhinji ivavo vakamiririrwa nevanhu vatungamira. Ndingati nyaya dzakanyanya dzatiri kukurukura nezvadzo dzinosanganisira nyaya dzehutano. Kana tichitaura tichiti mhuri, tinoona kuti kana pasina kurarama kwakanaka kune vepakati vemagariro evanhu, vana nemadzimai ndo vanonyanya kuwanikwa vachitambudzika. Toenda zvakare tiri kutaura nyaya yekurarama mumaruwa, yatinoti madzimai vari mumarural areas, kurarama kwavo kana kusina hutano, kusina dzidzo, kusina mvura. Tiri kubata-bata futi nyaya dzekuti mukawana mvura yekunwa isina kunyatsoita zvakanaka, hakupana kurarama kwakanaka.
If you're just joining us, welcome to the Women's Roundtable. Today, we are looking at some of the achievements made by women during this month of March, known as Women's Month, celebrated worldwide and in Zimbabwe. What are your issues? What are your views on the issue?
Yes, Marv, this month was kicked off by the by one of the biggest annual women conferences, the two-week commission on the status of women held in New York here in America, with Zimbabwe being represented by the First Lady Auxilia Mnangagwa, Women's Affairs Minister Stembiso Nyoni, parliamentarians Monica Mtrangwa, Paulina Mpariwa Gwanyanya, Priscilla Misaira Mbimshonga, and civil society leaders including Amai Nyaradzai Gumbonjanda, the AU Goodwill Ambassador for Ending Early Child Marriage.
And PJ, today President Emmerson Mnangagwa swore in Justice Elizabeth Gwaunza as the country's Deputy Chief Justice in the Constitutional and Supreme Court of Zimbabwe. Justice Gwaunza replaces Justice Luke Malaba, who was elevated to the post of Chief Justice. Justice Gwaunza is the most senior PJ. Mm-hmm. Female justice in Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. in the Supreme Court, and the second ever female to be appointed a judge of the Supreme Court after Justice Venanda Ziambi. Yes. So this is very good news.
Very good news.
In this, you know, in the month of March,
yes.
as we said.
And the President Emmerson Mnangagwa also pardoned some women, including MDCT activist Yvonne Msarurwa, who was convicted of killing a policeman in Glenview.
We have several videos. Let's go to them and watch what some women who were actually pardoned had to say.
A full remission has been given of their remaining sentence, irrespective of the offence that they've committed. And the same rule also applies to the female inmates, irrespective of the offence that they've committed. We also have remission of sentence for prisoner sentenced to 36 months.
Rukufara zingaite because ndakatongwa 20 years ndakasungwa 2015 saka pa inda fara zingaite kuti ndabudo ndakwenda nonana nemhuri yangu panze.
I'm happy to be released today, and I thank God for His grace upon my life. I was not expecting to be released like now because I was sentenced 20 years imprisonment, and I was supposed to be out. My expiry date was 12 April 23rd, and today is 22 March, and I'm freed.
Some exciting news there, PJ, coming in from some of the female prisoners, especially Yvonne Msarurwa. As we said earlier on, she is an MDCT activist who was convicted of killing a policeman in Glenview. And early this week, the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe and the Women in Politics Support Unit and others joined hands to launch the inaugural elections debate series, hashtagged Her Debate, to look at what political parties will be offering in the forthcoming elections.
And today, some female independent candidates were part of the People's Own Voice POVO launch in Harare. POVO is pushing for independent candidates to participate in the Harare Council elections. What are your views on the issue?
Let's take a look at some of the videos that came in from Her Debate, the inaugural debate that was held in Harare, and would like to acknowledge Fazila Muhammad for providing these videos.
Is to bring to the public the opportunity to engage in political discourse directly with political parties. As we have seen, we cannot build accountability in the country if we don't start by building political accountability. And political accountability starts by building the right conversations, asking the right questions, and having the right platforms. And this is one of those platforms. We are hoping to engender the public election discourse in 2018 by bringing women as citizens and political party representatives to debate the key issues of today. And so, for example, one of the things that is a major issue in today's conversation, three topics: the economy, gender equality, and education. This is one of a series of debates that we will be starting to speak to the 2018 election season. And what we hope more than anything is we have seen that women are more than 52% of the population and clearly are going to be the drivers of the voting process. We would want to make sure that that vote is an engendered vote. That vote plants the seeds of the whichever political party wins the day, to be responsive, not just accountable, but to be responsive to women's rights.
As the national network organizing women's rights members and women's rights organizations and individual women's rights activists is working through the election working group to position women in an equitable manner towards the 2018 election processes. So there's a strategy, there's work around focusing on women as voters, women as candidates, and women as election workers. So we have collective advocacy work around the administration framework of the elections, around the political environment and the legal framework. So today here present, we have facilitated for a platform and a space for women to interface with political actors who are running in the 2018 elections so that there can be an engagement and conversations around how are political actors going to be accountable to women as a political constituency, since the majority voters are women. So it's also around positioning women for equal participation through the election process, given our campaign for Section 56 on equality and non-discrimination. So this launches a platform and a space for many more public forums that are going to be decentralized at community level so that we facilitate for different election duty bearers to interface with women as a constituent.
Like I said at the beginning, I think I participated in politics when I was as young as 9 years old. And I saw the role, I see the role of women in politics. And it should be encouraged at all costs. I see a lot of young people wanting to participate in politics, but for one reason or another, they fail to go up to the top. And one of the reasons, you know, is resources and cultural dictates. It's easy for a mother or a father to say, oh, John, you can go to the meeting, but Jane has to stay at home and wash up the dishes. And I think all that should change. And it can only change if women participate fully in politics, because they know their needs, they know how to get to where they want to go. They know, you know, where they've got limitations, they know where they've got shortcomings. I would encourage very much the participation, particularly of the younger girls, because, like I said, I am over, it's towards sunset for me, but we need to mentor a lot of young people so that they take up, you know, the roles and responsibilities to guide our country to true democracy.
PJ, some very interesting contributions. They're coming from women who were actually part of her debate, and would like once again to acknowledge Fazila Mohammed for making available those videos from Harare.
Ye, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje kulabo abasanda kusixhuma. Singumsakazo we-Studio 7 or Voice of America. Sisakaza singapha e-Washington DC. Sesikuhlelo ke oluphathelane lezandhlupe lezangkhathaze lokuphumelela kwabesifazane kuhlelo asiyihluzeni bomama. Lamhlanje uhlelo lwethu njengobana sesigqiba inyanga kaMbimbitho, okuyinyanga lapho esinanza khona imisebenzi eyenziwa ngabesifazane, siqakathekisa imisebenzi yabo, sibatshayela ihlombe kulabo ababe bephumelele njalo nokunye okuninginingi okuphathelane labesifazane. Siboneke kusiba lemihlangano ethile yokukhuluma yokuhlaziya ngokuthi abesifazane labo bahlome bangene ezikhundleni zobukhokheli, bangene ezikhundleni zokuba ngabaqondisi, bangene ezikhundleni zokukhokhela kwezombusazwe, kwezenotho, ezigabeni zonke nje zempilo, bangasaleli emuva. Bali bahluthune lelo thuba ngoba abasoze balinikezwe kumbe bakhangeze becabanga ukuthi bazanikezwa ezandleni. Kumele sililwele lelo lungelo. Yikho ke ubekwa eceleni emhlabeni wonke jikelele, okuguqala eZimbabwe inyanga kaMbimbitho, ukuthi sinanze leyo msebenzi njalo kube lokukhuthazana ukuthi abesifazane bangene. Sitshayela ihlombe kunjenje. Supreme Court Judge Justice Elizabeth Gwaunza, yena ke osekhethwe ukuba ngumsekeli ka Chief Justice we Concord, I Constitutional and Supreme Court e Zimbabwe, u Deputy Chief Justice of the Constitutional and Supreme Court of Zimbabwe, ufungiswe ukuthatha leso sikhundla ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa State House lamhlanje. Leso sikhundla ke usithola ngemva kokuba u Justice Luke Malaba esethuthukiswe esikhundleni sokuthatha isikhundla sokuba ngu-Chief Justice. Yena ke kulandela ukuchiya kumbe ukuyaphumula umsebenzi kuka-Chief Justice Godfrey Jikausiku, uyena ke osuke ngomnyaka odluleyo. Yikho ke isikhundla esikhulu ngempela elizweni leso simchayela ihlombe u-Chief Justice ayigwawunza. Sibeke lama videos athile lapho emoyeni, lapho abesifazane kade bekhuluma enkundleni yembutha kumbe ngithi embuthanweni lapho kade kusungulwa khona inkulumo abayi kumbe umkhankaso abawubiza ngokuthi head debate. Bekhuluma ukuthi yingumunye yemihlangano yokukhuthazana okwabesifazane ukuthi bathathe ithuba lona lelo lokuba ebukhokheleni. Kube lo Sakhile Sifelane, kwaba lo nkosikazi Saledura, uDr. Mildred Mkandla. Ikuthi ke intathele zindaba ethethe leyi mifanekiso wasithumela, siyambonga kakhulu uFazila Mohamed, kakhulu misindebele. Yikho ke engathathanga imifanekiso eyesindebele, kodwa siyambonga ngasenzele khona lokhu kusithumela ama-video zona lawo uFazila Mohamed. Ya yikho esikhuluma ngakho namhlanje, sinanza ke imisebenzi yonke. Lisithinteke ngocingo kumbe lifake inombolo zenu lapha enkundleni yesebulenjini yokukhulumisana njalo lokuzilibazisa ye-Facebook. Lifake inombolo zenu khona lapho, silithinte ngocingo, lingenelani kuhlelo. Njalo lingakhohlwa ukuthi lishare i-Facebook page yethu e-VOA Ndebele. Silalele, sibukele, sibanengi. Hambani ku-VOA Ndebele liye sibukela.
PJ, kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai. Nhasi tiri kutarisa zvakakwaniswa kuitwa nevanhukadzi mumwedzi wakurume. Mwedzi uyu wakatanga nemusangano mukuru wemadzimai weCSW 2018. Pakazovezve nekuregererwa kwemadzimai kubva muhusungwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa. Takaonazve mumwe murwiri wekodzero dzevanhu kana kuti anotevedzera iye bato reMDCT Yvonne Musarurwa achiregererwa pakaregererwa vasungwa ava. Nhasi mutungamiri wenyika vagadza Justice Elizabeth Gwaunza semutevedzeri waChief Justice veConstitutional neSupreme Court yenyika. Izvo zviri kutambirwa nemufaro nemadzimai akawanda. PJ, toda kumboenda kune mamwe madzimai vakanga vari kumusangano weCSW kuNew York, timbonzwa kuti musangano uyu wakafamba sei kwavanga vari ikoko.
Those that actually perceived you to be somewhere and to walk with them in a certain way, now that you have chosen to walk this way, they might actually fear and doubt you. Maybe it has happened. And you cease to be a family person, exactly what you just said. You cease to be a family person because you now belong to the other world, where people expect to see you every time, they call you, you bury, and you work with them. And as you walk and you try and look back, you might find that the space is no longer there for you to actually go back and say, now I'm back with you, but you need to continue moving. I divorced when I was in Canada. And the very issue that she is saying, you can't then, like, you announce it to the other world. Whoever has known it, let that person know it. And you are like, you cry with the next person that knows you, not the whole world, because once you say it, the press is actually in the habit of actually getting bad news for the women, and not anything else that you do in the good. For example, even in the consequences, if a male MP divorces, it's not news. If a male MP actually is caught up with somebody's wife, it's not news. But let a woman do any slight thing, then you are finished for the time. The last fear is that you look back and say, who is following? Because this is Nanga, and here are those way jobs. I know, I want to be this, I want to be this. Who exactly in this room from the Nanga who want to be politicians. The official MP of Mfako is serious. Anani Aria. I ran from the civil society. There was a time when we were beginning to identify candidates. In 2000, we picked up our friends from the civil society. No, we'll get killed. You get what I'm saying? And in that way, because the people fear violence and so on, they refuse. With this woman, because there are times when you need to actually declare to say whether they like it or not, I'll walk, I'll talk, I'll play with this person because I have nowhere to go. With this woman, we have slept under trees. With this woman, in a minute, we have actually walked a rough road. This is why I was whispering to say, what had you done that made us actually devote Tendai to the art world? Because we had engaged in several art activities, and our lives were at stake. And we said we would rather die, but let our families go elsewhere. Unfortunately, I live with my mother, who is now 88 years.
Wow.
She's a single mother. And this woman is the one who made me to come here. I would not have come because my mother is in a very big state. And I'm her only daughter. I lived with my mother since 2008 from the elections. When I'm calling you, we saw you, you have voted for this part, and I had to take her away from her business. So this woman made me to come to this for this trip. Like, no, nothing will happen. We have declared with the Lord that we need to go to work. And if you don't trust in God, because I think that is where we actually connect in terms of where do you then be on if the West comes from us? It's just to pray and believe in God. You say, God, you created me. You knew I was going to travel this rough for a good road. You knew I was going to be in New York on the 14th talking to Nanga. And I would want to actually say the support system that we've even gotten from the civil society, for example, it keeps us going because the trainings, capacitation, you know, this even the way the comments come makes you want to go because you've got supporters out there. But who exactly is going to be another Priscilla of tomorrow, another Monica of tomorrow, another Monica of tomorrow? Because actually it will have gone to waste, the trainings, the friendship, because we are getting old and we need replacements in terms of women, the 50-50 to achieve it. It's not 75% because in Zimbabwe we are 52% of the population.
Ndinoitwa Nyaradzai Gumbondranda. Ndichimiririra Rosaria Memorial Trust uye ndinomira ndichikurudzira ndiri kumbatanidzwa wenyika dzeAfrica kubvisa kuroorwa nekurodzwa kwevana vari pasipezera. Tiri muno mumusangano wombatanidzwa wenyika dzepasi rose tichiongorora upenyu nemararamiro evanhukadzi nevasikana vanobva kumaruva. Takaona zvakakosha kuti tinge tine nhanga yedu, nzvimbo nemba yekuti vechidiki nevechikuru tiwane nguva yekusangana tichikurukura zvinoshungurudza vanasikana, asi tichipanawo mazano kuti zvingagadziriswa sei. Ndakafara zvikuru ndichiona tsigiro yakasimba kubva kumadzimai vatungamiriri venyika yedu yemuAfrica, kunyanyawo muZimbabwe. Takave ne official launch yenhanga yedu yakasumudzirwa naminista vedu vanoona nezvekubata panyaya dzemadzimai nevechidiki. Asiwo munhanga makapinda vanhu venyika dzose dzakasiyana. Taiva namadzimai vakabva kuJapan, vakabva kuCanada, vakabva kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana, kunana UK vechidiki vaivamo. Hurukuro dzakabuda dzainyanya kusimbisisa vechidiki vaiti vanoda dzidzo. Vanoda kuti varambe vachiwana dzidzo kuti remangwana ravo ringe rakanaka. Vanoda hutano. Hutano unoita kuti ivo vakwanise kurarama zvine nduramo pache zvavo. Asiwo vanoda kuti vakosheswe sevatungamiriri. Vana vechidiki vari kuita madecision pazvinhu zvinokoshesesa. Vazhinji vavo vari kuona vachisangana nematambudziko akawanda, vachiswa pressure nevarume vabva zera, vamwe vanenge vachida kuenda pabonde nevana vachiri vadiki. Saka vana vaitaura zviri pasi pemwoyo pavo, vachikurudzira kuti hurumende dzedu dzese dzigadzirise, kunyanya pavana vanobata vana chibharo nevanhu vanombunyikidza vana vachiri vadiki. chibvumirano zvichabudiswa zvinofanira kunge zvisiri kungobvumirana chete asi zvinenge zvabvumiranwa zvoda kuti zvigadziriswe tave kumusha zvinhu zvisvike kumaruva kunogara vasikana vatiri kutaura nezvazvo takazoshungurudzika zvikuru kana naiko zvino ndiri kushungurudzika zvikuru kuti vana vazhinji vechidiki nemadzimai vanobva kumaruva havana kukwanisa kuwana mvumo yekuti vapinde muno munyika saka takave nekurudziro yakasimba ku United Nations iyo ine kuhurumende dzedu kuti pamusangano mukuru uchaitwa muna 2020 wekuona utasvika papi nebudiriro iyo yevechidiki ngaiitirwe kunyika dzakatambanuka dzekuti vanhu vanokwanisa kuendako saka kungange kuri kwedu kuAfrica kana kuti kuAsia asi tinoda kuti kana mubatanidzwa wenyika uchiti uri kuita musangano une chekuita nemadzimai nevechidiki hapafanire kunge pachizoshayiswa kuti vanhu vapinde mumisangano iyoyi saka chikurudziro chikuru chatinacho chekuti nyaya yemavhiza restrictions aripo ari kuita kuti vamwe vanhu vatirungonzi leave no one behind ndivo vasiri kuzowanikwa vari pamusangano ipo
lapo besibukele unkosikazi Nyaradzai kumbonjanda yenake ukhokhela inhlanganiso ethiwa Rosaria Memorial Trust njalo engumeli we AU ambassador on childhood marriages, early marriages. Lapo bekhuluma esemhlanganweni wase New York lapo kade bebuthene khona ngale njengabesifazane okwamaviki amabili behlaziya ngendaba eziphathelane labesifazane emfanekisweni wevideo oqalileyo kuphuma kuphumeke abesifazane bekhokhelwa ukukhuluma ikakhulu unkosikazi Paulina Gwanyanya ekhuluma ngezehlakalo ezenzakale empilweni yakhe lapho abesifazane kade behlezi khona edaleni abalithi Phananga. Marvelous.
I understand, PJ, that we have the young ladies from Povo, Zimbabwe. We have Sarudzai Muringisi. Regeitende kwavari. Hello, Sarudzai.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. We see that you today launched Povo. What is Povo, Zimbabwe, and what's your role there as a young woman?
Okay, thank you very much for that question. We're so excited. It's just a very epic night for us because what people's own voice really is mm-hmm. exactly what it is, what we're saying it is. We are the people, and together, us and everybody else make Povo. We are actually not Povo on our own. We are Povo together, even with the people that are in our wards, all the residents. So we are very, very excited about the launch tonight. And my role is very simple. I have come in as a prospective counselor mm-hmm. onto people's own voice, yes. I've wanted to do this for a while because you're sitting at home, things are not working. Mm-hmm. You can't open a tap and drink water from a tap. I've got kids. I can't allow them to open a tap. My oldest is 8 years old now, and I've never allowed them to open the tap. To drink from the tap. Mm-hmm. And that saddens me. And so I just decided, I don't know if anybody's going to get this tap water to come and run in my house. I'll sit here for another 5 years mm-hmm. and think someone else would do it, and nobody will do it. So mm-hmm. I decided that, yeah, I want to be that change that I want to see for me, for my family, for my kids, for my community, and for the citizens of this great Harare.
Sarudzai, handisi unotaura shona timbonzwa nerurimi rwamai kuti chii chakaita kuti iwe ude kuti upinde munyaya dzodzidze kuti upinde mukanzuru chakanyatsokubata iwe semusikana wechidiki?
Hongu ndinotaura. Chakandibata zvakanyanya. Ndonawo idzodzidze ndanchitobva kutotaura pananchipindura nechirungu. Nekuti ini ndiri mugari. Mm-hmm. Wemuward 41. Uri kubuda panze, uri kuda kuendesa vana kuchikoro. Ati mapotholes ari muroad, vana vanoita kunge vachaita tsaona, mm-hmm. vari paroad. Unozvibvunza kuti saka horeiti
vana vaka zvavapotsa vatoita tsaona nekombi yange katosara vana yechikoro parapotsa kuvaita tsaona unozozviudzani kuti mwana wangu afa nekuda kwepotoro potoro haakuita kunge karwizi iriri murodhi saka unozvibvunza wega mibvunzo iwoyo wobva wangosvika pamhinduro yekuti inini wacho ka ndini ndiramai revanava saka ubva wafunga kuti okay kunze ukoko tiri vangana anaamai vari kusangana nematambudziko akadai nekuti changozongoita ndekuti muguta redu ka pari kushaya chi vanhu vari kusumuka vachida kuita ningirikini kuti vange vari that voice inotaura kuti aiwa ka veduwe tiri kuda kungovhurawo tepu timwe mvura tiri kuda kungotiwo vana vakakwira kombi vakuenda kuchikorwa vasaite tsaona is that too much to ask no saka izvozvo ini semunhukadzi ndozvakandiita ndisumuke nditi aiwa ka inini ka ndinofanira kuti vana vangu vakura ka mwana wangu musikana wekutanga auda kutoita 8 years asati ambovhura tepu kumwa mvura yepatepu chokwadi toti tiri muguta tiri mucapital city pamusoro pazvo saka inini izvozvozvo semunhukadzi zvanga zvichindibata pane musi wokuti ka ndanga tiri parodhi ndichifamba ka maportals akandishungurudza musi iwoyo ka dai zvaichinzi papaine vanhu ka vakaona zvazviri mumwoyo mangu ka akasvika pakundibaya pamwoyo iye zvino izvi ndoita sendichawira ndoita sendichabuda murodhi ndichizama kunzvenga maportal tosvikepi saka ndakabva ndafunga ndikati aiwa inini ka ndakuda kupinda musarudzo dzekanzuro
Asi vamwe vanobvunza kuti sei mafunga imi kuti mupinde makazvimirira iko kune mapato aripo pari zvino makada kuita maindependence indava ye
right inyaya yenge iripo ndeyekuti indiri kumba kwangu ndanga ndichingozvifungirawo dhudha ari kumba kwake anga achizvifungirawo nyasha ari kumba kwake anga achizvifungirawo saka takaona kuti okay isusu tiri kudzimba dzedu tisina kutaurirana nemunhu tisina kuungana tisina kuita sei kana tichizvifunga takangoti munhu wani akazvitanga akati inini ndine mafungiro ekuti dai ndapinda hangu mukanzuro ndiri independent wobva kuti kana neniwo handiti ko tikabatsirana tiri two tongomira tese tiri two so but pfungwa dzekungorhana tisiri mubato dzanga dzitori matiri nechekudhara asi munongoziva ka panobatidzwa moto kabvunze kaikai kanotanga moto saka kabvunze kevanhu two ivavo ndo kakatanga moto wepeople's own voice yekuti two ivavo vakazoita three vakaita four vakaita five vaine pfungwa dzakafanana saka zvakaitika ndezvekuti kuya kwedu kwatakaita ka panga pasina kana pfungwa dzebato panga pangori nepfungwa dzekuti katigadzirisei guta redu ka tidzokerezve zvatinonzwa naamai vedu achiti hanzi kwasmithi hanzi first street yaishamisa waitogeza ugogeza ugokwesha manga kuuya muna first street ndozvaiitika kuna smith ndozvatinoudzwa naanaamai vedu saka tikatikonai vedu ndozvega zvakaita kuti tite sei tite discoalition yemaindependence saka nyaya yebato ka inotozouya kana vamwe vanhu vava kutotibvunza saizvozvizvi zvanga zvisiri paprogramu zvanga zvisiri papfungwa dzedu nekuti chatanga takanyanyotarisa ndechekuti tiri kuda kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvigadzirisike muguta redu reharare saka vanhu vakawanda vari kubvunzwa nei musina kujoina mapako aripo kudhara nyaya yacho futi iri pakuti iye zvino izvi mukapinda mumastructures nemasystems iwo mapati aripo unotanga kuzasi zasi handiti uchitenga kadhi riyariya watenga kadhi uchada kuzosumuka uchiramba uchienda kumusoro saka ndiudzeiwo pamwe zvichakutorera 15-20 years urimo imomo asi still nauye kuti iwe pamwoyo pako uri kunzwa kuti aiwa inini ka ndine chekucontributa ndinacho chandinokwanisa kuita panyaya yechi yekuti guta redu rashata saka unobva waona kuti aiwa inini zveshuwa 15 years handina dzekuti ndimbopinda mupati nditange kugrassroots ndichitenga kadhi repati nekuti zvandiri kutonzwa kuti ndinokwanisa kuita ndokwanisa kuzviita iye zvino ndichiri munhu wechidiki kudai ndinokwanisa kuzviita nekuti iye zvino izvi mazera edu tiri kutangira kubva pa21 mupeople's own voice tine mwanasikana ane 21
ndokokubata muromo ipapo sister sarudzai ndichinzi dhudhuzili anotaura ndebele here
dhudha anotaura
aiwa ngavauye pano timbokuluma navo sister dhudhuzili vataure nasi spj ndozodzoka futi kwamuri
hallo
siyakwamukila kuhlelo lwethu
ngiyabonga linjani
hayi siphilile wena unjani
mnayaphila
yeah sesiboneke lapho ukuthi linake lisungule umbelethule umkhankaso wenu lo owe people's own voice iphovo eHarare liusungule nganjengobani likuyini sibisibili okwenze wena ngokwakho wacabanga ukusukuma lawe ukuthi ulwele ilungelo lalapho ofuna ukuncintisa khona
ungenze ukuthi ngibe nilwele lapha enhlala khona ukuthi everyday ngihlangana lenhlupheko eziningi la ngangihamba emsebenzini bese sithi ngizayenza iwashing yami ngise-Saturday kwesinye isikhathi kuyabe kungelamanzi ngimuntu osebenzayo ngi-professional ngingu-chartered accountant nginjalo kodwa endlini yami ngathi ngifuna ukwatsha nge-weekend ngoba ngiyabe ngelankazana ozangiwatshela so ngiyabe ngisemsebenzini the whole week ngisebenzela imuli yami ngifike nge-Saturday akula manzi sengifike esibhoraneni hantsho kodwa ngisembaa ngokuthi ha kodwa shuwa kungenza kanjani kodwa ukuthi nangafunda ngahambe esikolweni lo msebenzi wami omuhle kodwani impilo engiyiphilayo yena le yokuthi ngani ngiphila ngisekhaya ku-2018 yet ngahamba kwamanye amazwi kunalapho engihamba khona engifunda khona eRwanda isithi yankona inhle ihlanzekile awuboni ngishilitha amanzi abe khona kodwa lapho endihlala khona mina akulampi akulani kodwa amanzi angikhona akula ngiyawatsha njani njalo abantu sanatha amanzi anjani kwezinye isikhathi asisakwanisi nokunatha amanzi aphuma empompini amanzi angikhona aphuma kwezinye isikhathi amnyama kwezinye isikhathi aluhlaza kususele ukuthi kanti kuyini lokho esikuphiwayo kulelinye ilanga lapho sahamba khona sabuza tshela ukuthi yisiweje yabe isiphongulisayikilwa yo zonke izo zona lezo ukuthi zabe zingithinta zingivamba zingafektha so ngabunta kula omunye umuntu otshintshayo zona lezi zinto abantu babelokhu bebhizi ngempilo zabo ngathi kodwa ha ngothi mina ngisukume ngizame ukutshintsha zona lezi zinto
ye kodwa-ke phela abanye ngabathi kungani lingangenanga emabandleni ezombusazwe njengoba emaningi kangaka
ngokungena emabandleni one amabandla nalawo yiwo ade khona onto isikhathi lesi yiwo akade khona ngisela manzi yiwo akade khona imigwaqo ilamapotholes yiwo akade khona amabhili engathathwa yiwo amamandla ankona ade khona so mna sengicabanga ukuthi kasicabanga izinto ezintsha izinto ezingacabanga abantu labo ukuthi indaba bengayenzi so abantu labo babengaboni lokhu engikubonayo babengela ama-values afana nalawami babengela ama-ideas afana nalawami njengoba thina siyi-generation entsha ngathi ingcono siyenze thina okwethu sodwa ngizenzele lokhu engikucabangayo ngoba mina ngila maphupho awe-City of Harare ngila maphupho engilawo ngase ngihlangana labanye abantu abale ngqondo ezifanana lezami ngase sithi asisebenzeni sonkeni ngoba abantu bakhona labo babesi mina ngifuna ukulungisa zonke izinto lezi kodwa ngiyalungisa kanjani omunye lawo wasethi lami ngingade ngicabanga ukuthi ngifuna ukulungisa izinto lezi yimbono wami yilo so ama-values ethu atshiyene lalawo asemaphathini amabandla lawo akhona kudala amabandla lalawo yiwo futhi esiwabonileyo ukuthi yayekhona iminyaka yonke le kungelalitho okuguqukayo kungelazinto ezitshintshayo
ye liza kusa kwamanye amadolobho yini kumbe lolu luhlelo lwaseHarare kuphela
okwakhathesi siqalise lapha eHarare ngoba njengoba sasingabantu nje ordinary people sipho ngubuya sihlangana sasingasoze sicabangela ukuthi ilizwe lonke lingafuna ukwenza lokho esikwenzayo so khonoko we're taking it into consideration ukuthi senze njani ngoba abantu abaningi sebebuye kithi ngobulawayo bathi labo bakufuna khona ngale emthale labo bathi bayakufuna khona ngale so sizabona ukuthi kuzahamba njani ngokuya kwesikhathi
I was just asking you there, is it a concept that is in Harare only, or is it going to spread to other areas?
Yes, and what did she say? Because we have Nyasha holding on, so Duduzile, please hold on your thought. We just want to greet some people that are live streaming here with us, and then we'll come back to Nyasha.
You want to speak to Nyasha? Okay. That's
yes, I think we've already spoken to Saruzai, so we'll speak to Nyasha. I'm not sure with who. Okay. So we want to welcome Maria Kamunjoma. Arguti watching Upington North Masquera says, Watson Tau, Arguti Ndrukukwana Ndruku Pretoria, Samson Vengenai. Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Tell us a little bit about yourself. We understand that you are part of POVO Zimbabwe. What motivated you to join in and run for council? You sound like a very young lady.
I'm not that young. But
okay,
yes,
tell us.
Young.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
Okay, go ahead.
What motivated me was the lack of water in my area.
Mm-hmm.
I moved into my area and I mean, the water comes once a week and I have a tank, but there was a time where it just did not come for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to look for water. And when I got to where there's a church that was giving people water, and I just saw how people were struggling. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a car, so for me it's even easier because I just get my containers, put water and drive off. But I saw old women, old men who were carrying these containers and really struggling and having to go back home and come back to the door and get water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what motivated me. I was like, you know, I can't keep quiet. This could be my mother. This could be my father who's doing this.
Saka
having to carry containers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Muzvare munoona pane zvichabuda here, muzvare Nyasha pane zvamuri kuronga izvi. Nekuti vazhinji vari kuti kosei makafunga kuti mimupinde senhengo dzakazvimirira iko kune mabato aripo pari zvino.
Ini ndinotoona zvichibuda. Why? Because ini ward mangu mandiri kuto campaign match emomo.
Muri muwadhani.
Ward 16.
Mhm.
Councillor wedu ndi Councillor Manjoro and he's an independent and vakatobudirirawo when he was doing this. So for me, I am very confident. No budirira because vanhu vaneta one the same old
mm-hmm.
and this also we are promising kuti ticha tichikuda kuzama how to bring change.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not promising that we are going to be the best, but kuti instead of complaining, let us try something.
Mm-hmm.
Let us try. Inini moyo wangu uri pakuti ndoda kuti baba vava next to do awane mvura. Ini ndiwane mvura. It's not about political parties, it's just kutingatigadzirisei Harare.
Mm-hmm. Ah, pakanaka ipapo muzvare Nyasha magumise. Saka muchibva apa muchatanga nekuita sei? Zvi zvamunozoita kuti muwane kwe muchinyoresa. Makatonyoresa here? Zvi zvinozoitika?
Kunyoresa mchireva kuti kudi?
Kuti muve muri pamabaloti ipapo kuti makuenda muchinokwikwidza nezvimwe zvakadaro. Nokuti taona mamakapfeka nhumbi dzakanaka chaizvo. Uyezve maposta taona asi now what from here?
Now what from here? Saka now I need to go to Ward Kwangu and basically have people, have volunteers, a lot of people already come kutiji, that is one nezve kuita.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be campaigning, I'm going to be having meetings, vakucheka uswa, tikuda kuita ma door to door, tisara mifano, tichinzwa ma ideas evanhu kuti vanhu varuda chii, vanhu varuda kuti vabatsire sei, but ini chimwe chinhu chandinoziva kuti tinokwanisa kutotanga kuita izvezvi. Whether we win or not, is check out uswa kutomboita in our neighborhood. It's
mm-hmm.
terrible, and varikutotya kupondwa when they get off their ETs because pane uswa, and we can just cut that grass. So I'm looking forward to having a team tichicheka uswa, tichipinda mucommunity, tichiona zvatingakwanisa kuita, tichinzwawo what people have on their hearts, because people have a lot of things on their hearts.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo imbobata yenyu makadaro timbotora mumwe munyarikani. PJ, we heard there from a young Nyasha. Well, I keep calling her young. She says she's not, but a young lady, Nyasha Magumise, who's saying her passion or what drew her is that, you know, the lack of clean water. And she says her first deed that she wants to do is to cut the grass because she feels the safety of people who gets off combis and is not guaranteed. But I understand we have Sakile Sfelane on the line. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Yes, if you can tell us about your program, which you launched this week.
Right. So what we had earlier this week was the election debate,
yes,
which is a series of debates that are being convened by the women's rights movement in the 2018 election mm-hmm. to basically create a platform for people who are contesting in the 2018 elections to have access to, you know, a platform where they can share their ideas, but also at the same time, the members of the public can call in, just like what you're doing on this show,
yes,
and ask them, you know, some uh-huh. pretty significant questions about issues related to what they want to see in their lives and what mm-hmm. what the candidates are going to be offering. Because what we are trying to do, I think, particularly from a women's perspective, Zimbabwe has been through so many elections.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what we are saying is, what is it that elections have ever done for us? Can we begin to have an issues-based election as opposed to an election that is focused on the people and not the policies?
Mm-hmm. Mumboti dede nechishona ipapo muzvare tinzwe kuti matine zvamuri kuronga mozopinda
muchidemeni. Takatarisana nerwendo ratiri kutarisana naro rwa 2018, sarudzo iri kuuya. Tiri kuda kuti tikwanise kuti tiite nzvimbo dzinotipa mikana, inotipa nguva yekuti tisangane nevanhu vari kuda mavhoti edu nemabato acho, kana kuti vamiririri vemabato, kana kuti vamiririri vakaita sei vavava vari independent, kuti vabvunze kuti ivo chaivo chaivo chavanogona kuti vatiitire, kana kuti zvavanenge vachida kuti vafambe nazvo vapinda mumabasa aya akakosha kudai so atinovhotera zvinenge zviri zvipi, kuitira kuti tigoitawo sarudzo. Tinoziva kuti tinogona kusazvigona, asi hazvinganaki here vanhu vemuZimbabwe tikaita sarudzo, patisarudza vanhu tisingatarisa munhu zvaari, asi tichitarisa kuti zvimabasa ake nemasimba anenge kwabata aya achamashanda sei.
PJ.
Yeah. Ngizwe kuthiwa wena uyakhuluma ngunkosikazi Ngoma.
Yebo ke.
Yeah. Ungati fahla-fahla ngamafitshane khonoko kade ukutsho ngolimi lwesishona kumbe ngesiNgisi ukutsho kathesi ngolimi lwesiNdebele.
Nasi sithi thina sivula ke i-series yethu ethiwa ngama-election debate series. Sabe sisesikhathini sokuthi nesikhathi lesi esomkhetho esika-2018 kumele ukuthi sibe labantu abaphuma emabandleni, loba abantu abamelela amabandla, loba abantu abazezimelele nje izikhundla lezi ezenkulumende esizivotelayo, ukuthi bake basitshele sibilisini ukuthi bona bazayenza umsebenzi wokuthi njengoba sebengobosomandla, amandla abo bazawasebenzisa njani ukuthi lathi sibone ukuthi abantu laba bayafana yini noma bayathiyana. Siyekele ukuyenza isikhathi somkhetho lapho sikhangela khona umuntu kodwa singakhangeli umsebenzi womuntu.
Very interesting. There may be, Ms. Sakile, you were asking a very pertinent question. Let's pose that question to the young ladies who are on the line before we let them go so we can take in callers. Hello, any of the ladies from Povo there?
Yes, Nyasha is here.
Okay, Nyasha, there was a question there that Sakile is saying they are seeking, you know, to ask candidates. Sakile, please go ahead and talk to Nyasha.
Hi, Nyasha.
Hi, Sakile.
Hi. I guess, you know, you are clearly going for a local council if you want to be a councillor. What we want to know is looking at the powers that a councillor has that are different from the powers that a member of parliament has. What is it that you are offering to do for us as a councillor that we think, that you think is going to be different from what the current councillor is offering or doing?
Okay. If I'm voted as councillor, I would just want to change in the service delivery. So many times, for example, waste management mabin has kutorwa. You wait weeks and weeks before your garbage is collected. Secondly, there is no water. It comes once in a while, and there are issues and other things that happen. I personally have spoken to my current counselor, and he's explained a number of things to me. And he's someone that I actually respect. But I just think, especially being under POVO, you know, bringing a lot of us with the same passions together, we have that advantage of bouncing ideas and saying, how can we bring this particular service delivery back into functioning? You know, how can we help with the waste management? How can we help with the grass that's everywhere? How can we help with the water that is not coming, the roads, the potholes, all that? So what I'm basically saying is that we have the passion to try and bring change to these situations that are already there. And working as a team will help us. Particularly in my ward, my counselor is the independent is an independent candidate, and he's been on his own. And I'm sure he's had his challenges of that, but because I'm part of a team, I'm hoping that will help me bring some solutions to the community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Nyasha, I'm going to have to say goodbye to you, Sarudza and Duduzile, because we need to take in some callers that want to ask some other questions. Thank you very, very much, and good luck.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu. Sesilaye vele umunye osithinte ngocingo ekhona ngale ngaseGeorgia, unkosikazi Sisa Sibanda Ncube. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yebo, lithona njani lonke?
Hayi, sitshonile. Liqaliseke, ngiza kunika vele imizuzu emlutshwana ukuthi uthi fahlafahla ngamafitshane ngomsebenzi eliwenzayo njengamakhosikazi abangamakholwa esabatha eliyenzani sibisibili njalo usichazisile inhlanganiso le eyeza wakhe ngamafitshane.
Oh, okay. Hayi, mina ngimele iqembu labomama ithiwa yiZimbabwe Adventist Women Broad Conference. Iqembu elibhese e-America. Siliqembu elaqaliswa ukuze sithuthukise insecti i-women's ministry. Sikhathana ngapha emazweni njengabomama. Siyahlangana every year, once a year, siyadinga indawo lapho esibuthana khona kunjengo-Dorcas Federation ekhaya. So ngenxa yokuthi sakhula sibona omama bethu bekwenza bekukholisa kangaka, sathi lathi sifuna ukuthi sikholise even singekho elizweni lethu. We want to do it, sikhathana. So lo nyaka khathesi nje ngikhuluma bonke omama bakuleli lizwe basendleleni amaZimbabweni, sesijoyinwe ngamanye amazwe, siyahlangana eGeorgia eKahada Springs. Esikwenzayo thina ngokuthi sibhese ekukholweni kwethu kwesabatheni, ukuhlabela, ukufundisana, ukugcina imizi yethu, ukugcina imitshado yethu, ukukhulisa abantwa bethu, ukugcina even labadala bethu ekhaya khona ngapho, yinjongo njabo mama. Njalo kunye lokukhumbuzana ukuthi thina sivela ngaphi, ngoba ku-easy ukuthi sifike lapha emazweni sikhohlwe.
Ye. Ngamafitshane ngeshona.
Okay. Inini ndini Sisa Ncube, I'm thinking right now ndini president we Zawaki. Zawaki, we meet once a year, and unfortunately shona yacho inoti tambu kembi.
Aiwa, pakanaka my Ncube. Thank you so much. My Ncube. From what she's saying, PJ, I understand she's saying that they're meeting in Georgia, Seventh-day Adventist women from all over the United States. So I think, you know, that's a very good, and being in March, you know, this is pushing the women's agenda forward. But yes. Coming back, Kwamuri, Sakile, Sfelani Ngoma, Sakande, Muchaita Se Munera Mangwana, Takatari Sachirungwa, Chamatangaichi. Hello?
Hello, muri kundinzwa?
Ehe, taura yenyu.
Ndiri kuti takatarisana nemazuva ari mberi. Tinenge tada kuita sangano iri at least once a month, kuitira kuti panguva yenguva yesarudzo izwi remadzimai uyezve zviri kudiwa nemadzimai zvirambe zviripo pahurukuru yesarudzo.
Muti nechi ndebe ngendevele luhlelo lwenu lolo olo headbeat yilo phela.
Yeah. siyabe singabantu abakhangela ukuthi inyanga lenyanga ezilandelayo singakafiki esikhathini sokuthi sibe lomkhetho wethu. Siyabe sifuna ukuthi sibe siloke sibe le ngoxulo zona lezo ukuthi sibonisane njengobomama ukuthi abantu bonke laba abafuna amavoti ethu kuyini sibili abasiphathisa khona ukuthi kuzasikhiphela izinto ezintsha njengabantu bangobo ebesifazana.
Yeah. Mm. Very interesting there, PJ, as we were saying earlier on, we are really honoring women and some of the, you know, achievements that have been made this month. Maybe coming back to you, Sfelani, if you can just, Sakile, if we can just ask you, what do you think of this appointment of the new justice that was, she was sworn in today by the president?
I think that is, I think it's a commendable appointment, simply mm-hmm. because we are in a we take for granted most of the time the appointment of women into public office in this country. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is just one more step that shows a trend where when it comes to the appointments, we are seeing a positive trend for women. However, what I worry about are two positions in this country. I worry about women being appointed to positions where you first have to be elected. For example, you have to be a the majority of the cabinet members has mm-hmm. to be selected from people who've been elected. And one of the problems that we have is that since independence, we have never had a cabinet that has gone past the 30% mark. Mm-hmm. Secondly, we are in an environment where currently there are only 4 women out of 22 cabinet members. Which begins to raise serious questions about the level of commitment to women's rights when we talk about Section 17 in our constitution that says we must have half. We're not asking for 22, we're asking for 11. So 4 is not 11. We go forward and then we look at other things that I find very interesting. We are in an environment currently leadership of political parties is male dominated. Sorry, you wanted to stop?
Yes, we have a caller. Let me just get in one caller who wants to comment on the program. Just hold on, please.
Sure.
Hello, Sister Mavis. Magadi enyu. Ai wati riwadi mapinda pachirongwa mwedzi uno mwedzi wemadzimai izvi zvamungati imimi mamuri kutarisana nazo semadzimai. Hello. Naredza vameno zvadziri kuita dzisi kunzwika yabva yakata. Todzoka kwauri Sakile Sfelani Ngoma. Maybe you want to say something in Shona just to wrap up and then we go to you, PJ.
Sekuona kwangu panguva ino ye Women's Day seZimbabwe ngatiregei kukangama kuti senyika hatina kana nepublic holiday inocelebrata madzimai asi kumayouth mazuva iri riripo Africa Day yatove muzhira independence izvozvi zvisingaratidzi kukoshekedza kwemadzimai munyika saka ndati inini pamabasa aya akanyanya kuita masimba aya seehupresident hwemapolitical party kana hupresident hwenyika kana kuti hu-membership hwemucabinet tiri kuramba tichingosara-sara zvatigadzirisei kukwana-kwana kwemadzimai takatarisa bumbiro redu renyika muna section 17 nasection 56
PJ isisekelo sethu sombuso siyasivumela na ukuthi abesifazane babe khona kunkokheli lapha ende njalo isimo saseZimbabwe nxa sikhangele kathesi isimo sabesifazane
how gakulu uyawazi ukuthi sokumnandi nje so emaphepheni emaphepheni ethu isisekelo selizwe siyakhuluma ngo 17 lo chapter 50 lo section 56 ukuthi kumele ukuthi kube lento ethi imkhetho loba ukuthi imsebenzi ukuthi sifanane kube ne-half half ayikhona ukuthi kube ne-quarter loaf manje nasikhangela izinto eziqakathekileyo eziyenza njengokuthi abantu bakukhabhinethi yini loma abantu bangaba yibo umongameli welizwe loma umuntu onguye ongumongameli webandla lakhe elepolitiki siyabona ukuthi no sukugcwele obobaba thina asisekho kodwa kudala sasikhona kutshoni khona lokhu ngesikhathi sobomama sikwazi ukuthi lathi ilanga lethu lobomama alikho kodwa ama-youth balelanga labo i-Africa Day ikhona
isikhathi sejasavumi
I was very passionate ending right there. I would like to thank Sakile Stelani Ngoma of the Women in Politics Support Unit for having been our guest. Also, Povo Zimbabwe candidates Nyasha Magumise, Sarudzai Muringisi, Duduzile Nyironga.
Sibonge njalo lo nkosikazi sisasibanda ncube owezawo akilaye ongenileyo kuhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngupraxedes Jeremiah sitasibeke ithuba efanayo ivikelizayo.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya huye saying good night.